This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to Blush Podcast, where we talk pleasure, power, and the beautifully messy magic of being fully and unapologetically you. And today's episode is extra special. We're joined by none other than author, storyteller, and fierce advocate for radical self-love, Reva Fry. Her latest novel is lighting up bookshelves and hearts. And today, she's here to talk about writing with vulnerability, reclaiming your voice, and what it's really like to blush with boldness. So grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and let's dive in.
Brandon.
Hello.
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 We are here. We've had some beverages, if you couldn't tell. We've got Reva Fry that we're going to talk to in a little bit. And she's
Brandon.
Yeah, you look completely topless.
I know.
I love it.
I'm rocking it.
Yeah.
It's hot.
So Reva has a book out now that's called If Love Could Kill. And it's
so fucking good.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk with Reva. Here she is. Brandon, what are you drinking for your drink?
As a shock to no one, I am drinking a fucking strawberry margarita, and it's amazing.
Amazing. Good. So we asked people to give us their favorite summer cocktails, and our friend Keith sent in Jungle Bird, which I've always seen, but I've never actually had it.
Had it.
Yeah. So it's, ta-da, it's, I don't have the fun garnishes, but it's dark rum, Campari. It said simple syrup, but I used caramel syrup, pineapple juice, and a little bit of lime.
Okay, that sounds amazing.
And it's delightful. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now I want one so bad.
Yeah.
Right?
It's real good. It's very, as advertised, very summery, like tiki drink, you know?
Yeah.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm. So is it a spit or swallow, Kels? Clearly it's a swallow. Is it a swallow or a guzzle?
I think it's a swallow because the Campari has that little bit of like bitters, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you can really guzzle it because it has a little bit of
a little bit
sour bitter, which is nice because it cuts the sweetness. Otherwise, it'd be way too sweet. So yeah, it's a nice swallow, but not a guzzle.
That's fair.
I'd like to savor it in my mouth.
Some things I do and some things I don't. It just depends. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, depends on the day.
We're talking with Reva Fry. She is a mom, a veteran, and an author of all things dark, twisty, and smutty, which is our favorites. She is represented by Conquest. She says they're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves talking about all things books and smut and loves dark romance. So you are right at home here. It's exactly what we're about.
Yeah. Love me some smut.
Yeah. So, If Love Could Kill, that's your first book, correct?
Yes.
Is it the only one that's out so far?
Yes. So that one, I actually have it right here. So this one, fun fact, I actually self-published this about 2 years ago. And this was before I knew dark romance was a thing. Because I think it's now starting to come out into, like, this bigger thing. So this one is a spicy thriller. And then it got picked up last summer by my publishing company. And when I was trying to get Twisted Chambers into the traditional area. We just republished this in April. And it's doing fucking awesome. I've had already, I think, 4 book signings for it, and it's doing really, really well. And then we also are getting ready for Twisted Chambers coming out in October. And that one I'm fucking excited for.
Yay. I'm excited too, because that If Love Could Kill was fucking bonkers. And it was
crazy.
So cool.
Oh my God. What a little shit muppet. I'm sorry, but like.
No. What an ass. I know. I wanted to give her, Gracie, that like kind of, I don't know, little girl creepy vibe. And I think it kind of worked for the story. So
It did. So yeah. Before we get too into it, for anybody who hasn't read it, can you tell us a little synopsis about it and then maybe a little teaser for your next book too?
Yeah. So If Love Could Kill is about a woman who lives in North Carolina, and she ends up meeting this guy. Obviously, they hit it off. He's sexy. He's tall. He's, you know, big. And he has a daughter, and she is a little shit who obviously doesn't like her. But the whole entire story, the female main character thinks that she's being haunted by his dead ex-wife. So the whole entire story, she thinks she's going crazy. She thinks somebody's out to get her. And she's just really trying to, you know, piece together the puzzle of what the hell is going on. And whether she should stay with this guy or not, whether it's worth it. And that's all I can really give about this book, because I don't want to give too much with thrillers. I feel like you never can give too much because there's such a plot twist with thrillers.
It is crazy.
Yeah, that one's pretty, it's pretty twisty. Twisted Chambers, that one is going to come with a bunch of trigger warnings, smut. We actually just cast the narrators for the audiobook, and I'm super excited for you guys to meet the voices of Dimitri and Serena.
Yay.
Dimitri has like an Irish, like sexy voice going on for him. And I'm so excited for you guys to hear it and for everybody to hear it.
Yeah. That sounds, I mean, you say Irish and I'm in.
Yeah. Like think like Leather and Lark almost, like, you know, that Irish.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Irish. Dialects and narration has exploded exponentially recently.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, all right, there's something to be said for that.
Fucking excited for that one.
Yeah, I'm excited to check it out too. Is the audio going to come out the same time the book is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's the best way to do it.
And it's right around Halloween time too. So it's the perfect vibe for like that gothic university and that just gothic vibe in general. It's going to be perfect.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How do you come up with the ideas for your stories?
I don't know, to be honest. I sit there and I'm like, what is the most unhinged thing I could put in my book? I could be chopping like carrots. I'm like, oh, is this what a finger would feel like? Like, no. If I come up with the most random things. I'll ask my husband. I'm like, so how would you torture a man if he did this to me? And I'm like, he'll tell me his ideas. I'm like, okay, I can put that in my book.
Awesome.
Yeah, I kind of just, you know, say fuck it and go with it. And I'm a very scattered brain writer. I know there's a bunch of writers who like to plot every little thing and every little scene. And that's just not me. I just start from the beginning and then I write till the end. And then during the editing phase, I'm like, okay, what can we change? What doesn't make sense?
That's good. That's a good way to do it, I think.
Yeah.
I can just imagine because, I mean, that book was so crazy. There was so much. As I was reading it, I was like, how did she come up with this? Or like, if you have, I guess maybe your characters, like I was like, does she know a super creepy child?
Okay, I was going to ask, do you write characters based on people loosely or exactly based on people that may or may not like?
So, I mean, the first If Love Could Kill, not really. It was just an idea I just wanted to start with, and then I just ran with it. With Twisted Chambers, like the best friend, you know, I kind of portrayed her as my own best friend and how she would hype me up if I'm dancing on top of a bar, stuff like that. And I do have another book coming out next year, too, called Ravenous. And my high school bully and my middle school bully is actually the villain in that one, so...
I love it.
That's really fun.
So without saying names, what does their first name start with?
An A.
That's all we know. If you know, you know. And if they know, they know.
Yeah, they'll know.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, there's little characters here and there that I portray in my own personal life. It kind of makes it easier for their personalities to come out that way.
That's really cool. What about, like, I'm always like, how do I phrase this? Because I don't want to, like, give away things. But there are some pretty intense, pretty dark things in If Love Could Kill. And obviously it's dark romance, so it's going to be dark. But, I mean, some of it I was just like, dang. Like, how do you get in the headspace to write like that?
Honestly, so when I'm writing these books, I feel like I have two personalities almost. I've always been really into, like, Halloween and the gothic vibe. I feel like, you know, listening to music, like, that kind of matches the vibe of the book that I'm writing. It also helps. So definitely the music that I'm listening to, I'm constantly listening to music that would remind me of the book. So I have kind of, like, scenes playing out in my head. Or if I'm at the gym, I'm just constantly listening to music and kind of, like, playing in my head what I would do during that scene.
Yeah, like if it's like the soundtrack or something.
Yeah, like soundtrack. And that's kind of how I come up with these darker themes. It's just the music that I'm listening to.
What are some of the songs you listen to?
Well, right now I'm really into Sleep Token.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right now I'm a huge Sleep Token fan. So that's actually what I was listening to during Twisted Chambers, is I would listen to Sleep Token nonstop. So that played a huge part in that book.
Love them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Of the characters you've written so far, or maybe ones that are still in your mind, who would you fuck, marry, kill? FMK.
Favorite question.
I know. I love it.
Okay. So probably fuck Damien. He's in Twisted Chambers. Marry. I don't know, because I think probably Dimitri, and kill, God, I don't know, Sebastian.
I like all those names.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're good ones.
Okay, just thinking about with Cole.
I was trying to pick Cole for Mary. Mm-hmm. Mary,
oh, yeah, yeah, and I'm like, I love him, but there was a point where I'm like, I want to punch this bitch in the fucking throat. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, but yeah. I just want to be a little bit violent with him.
I was kind of like, dude, do you not see what's going on? Like, come on, you know?
But yeah. Let's be honest, well, when it's your own kid, like, I think that would be really hard.
Yeah, and I had to remind myself that because I was like, come on, dude, like, what the fuck? But then I was like, he's got such a close relationship with his daughter, and that's all he has. So, of course, he's going to ignore.
That's literally all he has. And, I mean... Mm-hmm. You would not want to believe that your kid is, you know, some psychopath. Like, you just wouldn't. You don't want to believe your kid is, like, you know, a serial killer or anything like that, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little shit, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Dimitri. Is Dimitri, this is what I always imagine when I see a Dimitri. Is Dimitri from Anastasia, from the cartoon?
So, Dimitri in this one, he's got black hair. Dark eyes, obviously. You know, he's that whole, like, morally gray figure. He's got tattoos everywhere. Mickey rides his bike everywhere as his street bike. Very Irish-y. He's actually from Ireland, but he came to America. And he's searching for the people who killed his family, who are running, like, a sex trafficking ring. But then he meets Serena, and she kind of gets tangled up into the sex trafficking ring and kind of, like, a target. And it just becomes this whole entire mess. You know, she's trying to go to university and live her life, you know, as a college student with her best friend. And then she meets her creep, which is Dimitri. And he ends up, like, texting her. And she's like, who the fuck are you? Like, why are you texting me? And, you know, there's this scene in the library. Actually, I have a... Hold on. So this is Dimitri and Serena.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yep, I like that.
Yeah, so that's Dimitri and Serena, and he ends up texting her like, hey, my little siren, come find me. And they're in the library, and it's the gothic library, this really pretty, like, painted window behind them. And he doesn't say anything to her, like, you know, most stalkers, they just kind of watch you from afar. He doesn't say anything to her, and she's like, what the fuck, are you not gonna say anything to me? You've been texting me this whole time, told me to come find you, I'm here, and now you're not gonna say anything to me. He just walks off. He just kind of like, yeah. So it's very, very sexy and smutty, and he uses a fire poker on her in one scene. So,
ooh.
Well, it's hot.
Is it hot? Yeah.
No. Thank God. No.
Okay, good. I like that Brandon and I both instantly were like,
is it hot? No, thank God.
Oh, well, that's good. So it's kind of, you had to have kind of like an interesting trajectory, I suppose, that you did one book, like your first book got picked up, which is really cool. What advice would you give to someone who's thinking of writing their first book, or any insights into the traditional publishing world?
Don't give up. Seriously, do not give up. It took me, because dark romance, especially in the genre for dark romance, you know, it's not widely accepted yet. Like, it's still accepted. But there are a lot of agents out there who, when I was querying, they were looking for, you know, spice, but not open door. And in dark romance, there's a lot of open door spice, and like they wanted a closed door, like soft sweet. So it was really hard to kind of like find the right agent and publisher. And I got so many rejections for Twisted Chambers just because it was so dark and it's got a lot of trigger. And a lot of agents just do not want to take that chance because, you know, it's dark. And but yeah, I would say don't give up. Like I said, I had a bunch of rejections. I was like, holy shit, like maybe my books are not going to get out there. Maybe, yeah, it was just a lot of rejections. And then my publisher finally came and she was like, I love this. We're going to publish this. And she said, the more trigger warnings, the better. And I
was
okay. Yeah.
I mean, I've tend to notice that too. And I've heard that from a couple other like author friends, that it's really hard to do dark and open door
for
traditional. And that's annoying because that's the best.
But that blows my mind because like the popularity is there. Right. The demand is there. So I'm like, I don't understand.
Yeah. And there it's really hard because they all have different qualifications, or they all want qualities of the books they're looking for. So like for me, I ran into the trouble with, you know, they wanted spice, but they didn't want erotic. And I was like, well, my book is spice, but it is erotic as well. Like, it's open door. It's dark romance. Or they wanted a gothic, but they didn't want dark romance. So it was really hard trying to pick and choose of who to query. And I got a lot of questions for it, though.
I feel like it'd be like, if you just said, and he puts it in the end, I mean, you're going to have a lot of people say things like, okay, what the fuck? What? I'm sorry.
I know. Especially with, like, the tone of everything, you know?
Right.
Like, for me, I need to, like, visualize. Like, I would rather have that visual. Yeah. Like, I would rather see it in my head of every little detail of what's going on instead of, oh, we just did it, and then the next morning I woke up.
Yeah. Yeah. So, or, like, it starts with, like, oh, and then he, like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of something like where it's like we begin to move together and then it's like,
yeah.
And then it's like next chapter. And I'm like, no.
I know. And yeah, I tell literally all the things. My books for that part.
Yeah. And it's funny because like if I read another book now that doesn't have it, I'm like, what's happening? I hate this book, even though it's a great book. You know, I'm just like, where's...
I want to know how big his dick is, damn it.
Yes, I need to know.
And what's funny, so I'm a mood reader. And so it's like one day I might start something and be like, just not feeling it. And then I'm sitting there thinking for a few months, like, hey, I'm not going to get back into it. And then I pick it up later, like down the road. And I'm like, holy shit, why did I put this down? And I'm super into it. So
I don't know.
Yeah, you're a mood reader too?
Especially with sad books, like I have to be like in a mood to read a sad book. I'm like, okay, now I want to cry, so I need a sad book. Like, I just need a good tearjerker.
Yeah. Like, crush my soul, spit on it, stomp on it, grind it into the dirt, and then tell me to say thank you. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. I do that at book events too, where I'm like, oh, I have to have this, so I get all of them, and then I get home and I'm just like, God damn it.
Yep, and I did that.
Sitting up there, sitting on your shelf.
Yep. Yeah, I have a whole bunch that I bought at like a book event because they're also pretty there too, which is ridiculous. Right. Yeah. Oh, speaking of events, you said you already had like 4 signings already. Do you have anything else coming up?
So actually I am getting in touch with, the Barnes & Noble and I are getting in touch in Fayetteville, North Carolina. I will be doing a book signing for A Flip Could Kill. And then once Twisted Chambers is out, hopefully we can get, I'm trying to get into the Kink & Ink.
I got to tell you, Kelly and I met in person for the first time at an event, and it was the best thing ever. And I claimed her right away, and she can't get rid of me. So.
Well, I don't want to get rid of you, so it's okay. And we had, like, talked. We had done some lives together and stuff beforehand, so we knew each other. But then when I saw her, when I got there, I practically, like, jumped on her. I was like, yes, you're here.
I get my name on you. Like, I claim you.
Yep.
It was, like, instant for both. So,
yeah.
Instant love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was almost a year ago. That's crazy.
I know. I was just thinking about that.
Wow. It hasn't even been a year yet?
No, that we met each other in real life. It was Labor Day weekend.
Beginning of September. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys act like you've known each other forever.
Aw.
We talk a lot.
We do. Well, that's good. I'm glad that it seems like that.
Yeah, like the chemistry is like super organic. I would have never known.
Aw, that makes me, like, I'm all like.
You should see us in person.
Yeah, we're worse in person.
We have a lot of fun.
Sure. Yeah. So we usually do naughty questions or like a spicy game or something. Mm-hmm. What are you up for? Do you want to do a game or do you want to do questions or?
Down for anything.
Okay.
I love it.
What should we do, Brandon? We can do.
Make me blush.
Yeah. That's what we try for.
Okay, so while I'm pulling out the fun cards, if you could cast any celebrities to be the characters of your book, who would you cast?
Ooh, I like that.
Probably, okay, for If Love Could Kill, earlier Zac Efron, like when he was a little younger, like Baywatch.
Yeah. He's such a good actor, too. Like, he's really good.
Uh-huh. I think he would play a really good Cole, like kind of like that mountainy kind of guy from North Carolina. He would do really good with that. I don't know. For Dimitri, I have no idea. That one would be really hard because I feel like Twisted Chambers is my baby, like my current baby. So like it would be really hard to cast it and me to be like, okay, I'm good.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm mixing them up real quick a little bit more.
10 fingers up.
All right. Put a finger down if you're not wearing underwear. I'm not because it's fucking hot.
I do have undies on. I have jean shorts on. Like, I can't do that with no underwear. Like,
yeah.
Rubs on things.
But in the right way? Or
right. But when I'm just like hanging out, I don't want that, you know?
That's fair. That's fair. Okay. Put a finger down if you've had sex in a classroom.
Classroom.
What class?
Oh, you put a finger down.
I think it is a class, and my husband's a bae.
Okay, I love that.
That's awesome. Way to go. Miss, did you say you thought you were going to sound like a prude? Whatever.
No. put a finger down if you and a close friend have hooked up with the same person.
Yep. Okay. We're Eskimo sisters. We have had sex with the same person, but. We did not meet each other until after we graduated college. And I was talking about my high school boyfriend who went to a different school, which happened to be the school she went to. And she dated him a year before I did. And she's one of my best friends. And we were like, did we bang the same guy? Yep, we totally did. And we're like, I guess he has a type also. Like,
I feel like there would be so many questions, though. Put a finger down if you've had sex while someone else watched.
In the same room, but maybe not watched.
Yeah, in the same room, wouldn't it be? Yeah, not watched.
Yeah.
I mean, were they listening intently?
I don't know. I feel like it was like people were drunk and around, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think they really were paying attention.
That's fair. All right, put a finger down if you've hired strippers. I've never hired any, but why did I put a finger down? I didn't mean to.
I danced on the stripper pole.
Because here's the thing. So have I, but it's if you've hired one.
Hired.
Mm-hmm. Brandon, what if I hire you?
And then you could put a, you want to hire me for an hour?
Yeah. No, I did. When we were in spring break in college one year, everybody, like me and my friend, everybody else was going on vacation to like glamorous places. And we're like, we're poor. We're going to go to a different bar here every night and get wasted and have local spring break. Yeah. And as we went out, we kept finding more people who were also home. And so one of the nights it was me and her and like five dudes. And so we're like, let's go to the Mermaid, which is the local strip club. And we bought lap dances for all the boys. And
fun.
Yeah. And then we kept asking the girls where they got their lingerie from. And they were like, this is not as cool as just going with guys. So we're like, whatever. But anyway, yeah.
As being the only girl in like military, you know, with all these guys around, they go to the strip club like every weekend. Like it's fucking church. So, yep. Yeah.
All right. Put a finger down if you like sucking toes.
I don't know that I've ever actually done it. It doesn't bother me if it does. If someone does it to me, that's not a, you know.
If it's clean.
Yeah.
What if they're walking down Bourbon Street in like flip flops and then they come home and they're like, suck it, babe.
I'm like halfway in right now.
Maybe.
All right. Put a finger up if you prefer to go there instead of having them over for a one night stand.
If you prefer to go to their place instead of having them at your house for a one night stand.
No, because people are gross.
Right. Do you want them to know where you live, though?
Right. If it's just like a one night stand, sometimes I don't know if I want.
I don't know.
The car.
Yeah.
Did we both say that at the same time? I think we did. Okay. Put a finger down if you've given or received a golden shower.
What the hell is golden?
You have, Brandon.
A golden shower? It's where they pee on you or you pee on them. Mm-hmm. See, I'm not the only one.
Did you do it too? Yeah. Wait, were you the giver or the receiver?
Both.
Oh, is it like your jam? Or are you just like,
It's kind of like, you know, my husband being like, I claimed you now.
I get it. Cool. Okay.
Put a finger down if you've given or received a foot job.
Yeah.
To completion.
No. I feel like I would get a cramp.
Because I feel like we've all done stuff with feet. God, that's going to sound... Please don't make that a clip. We've all done stuff with feet to some extent, but, like, did you finish?
Right. Like, that was, like, the only thing. Like, we're doing feet. Yeah.
Just
no.
Put a finger down if you've helped someone trim, wax, or shave down there.
Yes.
Yeah. You got to be a girl.
I was going to say male or female, because...
mm-hmm. I've done both. Ooh.
Yeah, you gotta be a girl's girl for me, so I'm like...
Mm-hmm. Honestly, yeah. Put a finger down if someone has photographed or painted a nude portrait of you. Not if you've taken a selfie, but if they have taken one of you.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, are we both at five? Yeah, Brandon, what are you at?
We're all at five.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Yeah. Put a finger up if you've accidentally discovered any of your parents' R-rated accessories.
Mm-hmm. No.
That is the thing I'm nightmare.
The black Jeep. So, no.
It's like 20 grand worth of therapy right there.
Yeah.
Riva, you didn't put a finger down for that one?
Oh, I've never. Maybe she hit it really well. Nope.
That's fair.
My therapies are low. Nope.
That's fair. Okay. Put a finger down if you've had a friend help take sexy pictures of yourself. That is what friends are for.
Yeah, I have a photographer friend, so.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did photography, I'm not doing myself. Well, I mean.
Okay.
No, I don't mean like that. Like, there was a time where I'm like, oh, put up the tripod, set up the timer. And now I'm just like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah. We did a whole thing. Mm-hmm. Like, we pulled out, like, the bed in her living room and everything. Like, we did a whole, like, session. It was so awesome.
That's awesome. Cool. Put a finger down if you filmed a sex tape.
Like a full on or like if you're like, let's record for 5 minutes.
For 5 minutes?
Yeah, like just one section of it.
What? I mean, that would still count.
But that requires being like, okay, now hold on a minute. Let me go turn this off.
Well, it was like, he's like, can I record you while you're doing a blowjob, you know?
Oh, okay. That's fair. Yeah, that counts.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you have it like propped up somewhere, you're like, okay, now hold on just a minute.
No.
Go take
it's
care
like
of that.
POV where he's like holding it, you know, and like.
That's fair. Yeah, that counts.
Okay.
Put a finger down if you've masturbated using only your imagination in the past month.
Yeah. Like without watching porn or without another person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's maybe just your imagination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, I haven't even gotten off in the last month, so. All right. Put a finger up if you've hooked up with a friend's sibling.
No, my friends didn't have hot siblings.
I was the one that had all my friends were like, oh, because my brother played football and they're like, oh, these boys are always at your house. And I'm like, yeah, and they're fucking gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put a finger up if you've hooked up with a coworker.
Okay, I was in the military, so does that count as everybody being coworker?
That's a hard. Yeah. Were they?
I don't know, because that's a large.
Right. Did they have the same MOS?
No.
Okay, then no, it doesn't count.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
Brandon, oh, what do you have? Where are your fingers? I can't see them. There. Okay.
My fingers. That's a loaded question.
I know.
Put a finger down if you've been part of an orgy.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Put a finger down if you sent nudes in the past week. I am looking at you, Kelly. Put a finger down if you lost your V card after high school.
Oh, I was a senior, but.
Yeah, I was a senior too.
Mm-hmm.
I was clearly a hussy because I was.
Well, but Brandon, my body count is way higher than yours, though. So
well,
it doesn't matter when
was,
you lose your V card.
This was back in the day when high school was 10 through 12. And so I was a sophomore and he was a senior. And it was like that whole little romance uh-huh. thing. It was cute. It wasn't as bloody yeah. as it sounds, but it.
Right. I didn't give anyone the time of day in high school. Like, I'd be like, oh, I like to make out with you and then bye.
So. Honestly, it turned into that after.
Yeah. And then my senior year was the guy that my friend also dated.
So I actually, my first time was actually with a guy in the Army that my husband went to basic training with. And I had no idea until like later in life.
That's awesome.
Until
I mean,
later,
you know.
Like, oh, I know him. I was like, oh.
You have a type. Apparently. Put a finger down if you've been 69 in the past month. God damn it. No. And I'm bitter about it.
And it's like, damn it, I need to get laid.
Clearly.
Ariva and I are like,
no, we
know. I'm the prude for once. Okay. Put a finger down if you've been in an open relationship.
No.
Mm-mm. No, I'm too possessive for that.
I feel like, okay, so open relationship versus ethically non-monogamous versus poly, because I feel like everybody has different.
Like, they're all kind of different.
Yeah.
Right, but everybody has their own definition of what that is. Like, poly, everybody, there are people that have different definitions of what that is, and same mm-hmm. with ethically non-monogamous versus open.
Open.
So like, it really varies by couple, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. Friends with benefits, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Or like, you're like, this is my boyfriend, but I'm also going to like friends with benefits other people.
Yeah.
Or like, but I still have a boyfriend.
You're married to the baby daddy,
yeah.
but you guys can both do your own thing.
Do things with other people. Yeah.
Yeah. And that would be, I feel like for a lot of people, like the jealousy aspect or the insecurity would be really hard. That
mm-hmm.
there could be some.
Yeah.
I think there are pros and cons with every type of relationship, but I feel like with today's day and age, insecurity is such a big thing. I
feel like you just really have to know yourself at that point, whether
yeah.
you're like a jealous person or not. Like for me, I know I'm a jealous person, so I could not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What am I? I'm at three. Put a finger down if you've used a sex swing.
I broke it while trying to get into it.
I mean, that's using it. You're breaking
is
it.
Is it using it? Okay.
So you both, okay, you guys are both done.
Woo!
Yeah, we're done. I was actually sent, like, as it was supposed to be as a gag gift, but it's like a tentacle, like, thing.
That's wait, awesome.
What?
It's like a colorful little, like, tentacle, like, octopus little tentacle. Yeah.
On the sex swing?
No, on the there's a sex toy.
Yeah.
I have like a sex toy.
It's like a tentacle like dildo kind of, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where is it?
Like, where is it?
I'm like, where do I find this?
Amazon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Everything's
I didn't even know Amazon sold those, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, except they're personal massagers. That's what they call them on Amazon.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do your parents or parent-in-laws know about what you write?
Yeah. So my mom has told me to not take my picture with her in front of my books. My mom is very supportive. Like, she's, you know, she loves that I'm an author. She wishes maybe that I would write like an Amish book. You feel a little angle. My mom is very religious and, you know, very conservative. And I don't know what went wrong with me. So, yeah, my mother-in-law, though, she won't read it just because she would imagine me and her son.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's why she wouldn't read it. But she's all for it.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So she's all for it. She gave me like smut whore as like a bookmark.
Nice.
Just because she loves it. She just won't read it because she doesn't want to think about herself.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. So I noticed, I don't know if it's kind of like I don't want to say trend, but it's interesting. Like you said, you came from a really conservative background, and I've noticed a lot of other dark romance authors have a very similar type of background. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Maybe I know for me growing up, it was very conservative. Like, I felt like I couldn't do certain things. And then once I hit like my early, like towards high school, like at the end of high school, I kind of branched out and I was like, ooh, I like all of this stuff. Cause it was always frowned upon, you know, talking about sex was frowned upon. Talking about your body was frowned upon. So, like, as I grew older, I was like, no, this is actually really natural. Like, your body is natural. Sex is natural. How your body responds to certain things or objects are natural. So, like, I don't know. I kind of just ran with it in my books. I was like, you know what? Maybe this can help somebody else. And even the trigger warnings, because I've seen a lot of people talk about dark romance of how it's basically, you know, sexualizing, you know, sexual assault and, you know, all of this other things. I'm like, no, you know, dark romance can actually help with those victims. And that's something I'll advocate for all the time. Like, no, like dark romance and sex in dark romance can actually help a like sexual assault victim.
Because it's in a controlled environment. It's completely different. And yeah, I feel like people that have, and I hate to say it this way, people that haven't suffered something like that don't understand, and they'll speak on it.
Right.
But that's the thing. It is, I control it. I control if I consume it. I control if I put it down. It is.
You can prepare yourself beforehand, like with the warnings. Like, you like know this is going to happen.
Right. And I can decide if I'm consenting to reading it or not. And not only that, but when you have a character that they make a different choice than you did, it can be really healing in ways that you wouldn't expect. And if you haven't been through it, I don't think they understand that. And
yeah,
I appreciate them trying to advocate, but if you don't know, sit down.
If you don't know, maybe you should just sit this one out. I mean, that's exactly how I feel. So yeah, I think my background was like, you know, being super religious in the beginning and then finding out who I am and then trying to advocate for sexual assault victims or any type of victim. I mean, that's what I feel like.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I even think, like, even if it's a sweet, soft romance, I still think you should have some sort of trigger warning because, you know, one trigger might not be the same for somebody else. So,
right.
Yeah, I think when people think of trigger warnings, they automatically just think dark romance. They automatically think this is exactly what it needs. But I think it should be for, like, every, because even, you know, abortion can be a trigger. Family death can be a trigger. And I've seen a lot of those in other books, too, and not just dark romance. And I have seen no trigger warning.
Yeah.
Any of
exactly.
Them.
I would get so frustrated. I said this to a person once that I was like, I like reading these dark romance books more because they tell you exactly what you might need to prepare for. And then if I read a quote unquote normal book, I'm like, whoa, I did not think this was going to happen in here. And then,
we sympathize more, I feel like, with the readers.
Yeah.
Like, dark romance authors, I think, really do sympathize a lot more with the readers than we give credit for.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is, but I feel like, yeah, that's absolutely accurate.
Yeah. And I feel like you appreciate your readers more, too. Like, every author that I've known that's done dark romance is always just like, my readers are my favorite people. They're, you know, so important to me.
You wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for any of my readers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are what got me here. I mean, I wrote the book, but if it weren't for them, I wouldn't have had anybody to read the book.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a few other questions. What do you like to do when you're not writing?
I have no life, man. What do I like to do? Shit, I don't do anything, guys. I'm boring.
It's fine. Well, this is like all I do, too.
What's your favorite thing to snack on when you're writing?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Chocolate.
Ooh, any particular kind?
I like M&M's, the peanut M&M's, because they have that crunch in the middle. So I'm like, oh, I can snack those all day. Lately, I've been craving like chocolate cake, like one of those really moist chocolate German
cakes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite scene that you've written so far?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Damn, there's a lot of good scenes. Probably, okay, so in Twisted Chambers, he ends up killing one of the perpetrators who are trying to get into Serena's dorm room. And he ends up fucking her, you know, right in front of the deceased man.
Dead body. I love it.
And he ends up using the knife that on her that he used to kill him.
I love it. I need to read this book. Like,
this isn't checking off all the boxes for me.
Yeah. So he ends up using that whole knife scene, and you know, it's hot. It's fucking hot. And she's like, I really should not like this. I'm fucked up, but this is hot.
Yeah. I like that. Like, you touch that too, because a lot of times, you know, a lot of these books will have all kinds of kind of more taboo kinks, and they're just like, yep, I'm here for it, whatever. And it's nice that you do bring that to like, is this okay that I'm feeling like this? You know, like, I like that a lot.
Look at it.
In her inner monologue, it's just like, I really should not be liking this. I need to go to, you know, get the cop. They need to do a whole search on this area. But yeah, she kind of questions herself of why she likes it so much. That's where, like, the character development really comes into play, because you don't want your readers to just read about some guy doing this to you, because that's just kind of gross. You kind of want to build that character development in the beginning and be like, so this is who this is. This is what they look like in detail. And this is how their emotional connection can play into the sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it depends. Brandon and I have talked about this. Like, obviously, it sounds like he's very much owning it, you know, instead of just being like, well, I'm going to try this because it's supposed to be kinky, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You know,
why does that sound like Bullwinkle? Do you remember that cartoon?
Bullwinkle.
If that doesn't turn you on, shit, I don't know what's wrong with you.
Yeah. You know, if you do that and then you're like, meh. But if somebody's like totally owning it and like really,
it's like confidence. Like, you have to have confidence.
And it can't be that fake bullshit arrogance like that.
Yeah.
It has to be like actual self-confidence. Like, you have to act. Yeah. Otherwise,
Yeah.
So he likes an arrogant prick.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly. Okay. My next one is, what do you want your readers to take away from your books?
That was what I was going to ask. I knew there was something.
Hey, we're like connected.
We are.
I don't know. I want my readers to take away that they're safe. I want them to feel safe when they're reading my books. I don't want them to feel like they're forced to do anything that they don't want to do. So when they're reading my books, I want them to really feel safe in their own home, in their comfort of their own skin. That's really what I want them to know, and that I love them. So
I love that.
I do too.
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh, don't cry.
It's like, oh, that's cute. Oh, I don't cry.
Bullshit.
Very rarely do I cry. But
I can't cry.
I do go, aw.
It takes a lot for me to cry. It has to be really
same.
A good book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, read a couple more of your pretty finger downs. We can make them like never have I evers or something instead of so we don't have to sit here like this.
What do you mean you don't like having your hand? No, I'm kidding. Okay, so never have I ever. hooked up with your ex more than a month after a breakup?
No.
Yes.
Never have I ever hooked up with an ex's family member.
No.
Uh-uh.
No, but I fucking wanted to out of spite.
Yeah, well, there was one I had like short-lived, like 3.5 months relationship in college, and he lived with his brothers. Like, their parents, it was three boys, and their parents bought the house and, like, rented it to them. Well, they didn't have to, but then they had, like, one other roommate, you know? And, yeah, I mean, he had, one of his brothers was pretty good-looking.
Sounds like a good white shoes trope.
Yeah. the three brothers and then the one friend. Yeah. I only did it with the one guy. Missed opportunity.
Never have I ever had a body count higher than 10.
No.
See, you're talking about being a hussy.
Cheers to you. Cheers to you.
Yeah. Never have I ever called someone by the wrong name in bed.
No.
No.
Almost, like, in my mind,
yeah.
I had somebody, but it didn't come out of my mouth. That's what she said.
No.
Okay. Never have I ever used restraints. Fuck, I have.
I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your life if you haven't?
Right. Yeah. I feel like that's something you have to try at least once.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm. Even if you're not into it, at least just try it.
Okay, so Reva, I've got to know, do you have more of a praise kink or a degradation kink?
No, that's hard. I feel like more of a degradation kink, yeah.
What do you like to have said to you?
You're such a fucking whore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, just those lines, like, you know, my husband's really getting into lately, like, the... Like, I know this is a lot, but, like, he'll, like, smack my face. Like, he'll slap me.
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh. I don't know why. I enjoy
yeah.
that. And it's like.
It's a clean thing, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like I really like that, like, dominating figure. Like, yeah. I love the domination part of him being that dominant part. And uh-huh. it's so fucking hot, man. I know what I'm doing after I get off of this. Thank you, guys.
Yes. That's so, like.
Tell him, be like, they said you're welcome.
Yeah, because that's, I am more of like a praise kink person, except I do like a little bit of the degradation.
I'm in between the two of you, so I did not realize I had a praise kink until not too long ago. So I've listened to a million audiobooks where it's like, oh, good girl. And I'm just, that's never fazed me. But when someone in person, like, or personally calls you a good girl and you're just like,
uh-huh.
Oh, fuck. Like, I don't know what to do.
But why they have a certain voice to it, or like a certain.
Yeah.
Because if you're just going to call me a good girl, just like, I don't know. Sometimes it's just like, whatever. But like, yeah. To have a certain dominance to it that will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, mm-hmm. that confidence and like
confident.
Oh my God. Where mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh God, what do I need to do to say that again to me? Type
right.
of thing.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what makes the difference is just that confidence. You can't go into the bedroom not having confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can and people do, but
it's yeah.
very good. It
doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, I also like, I don't, there are certain things I don't want you to say to me, but there are certain things I do want you to say to me that. can be kind of derogatory depending on who you ask.
Uh-huh.
I personally am like, yeah, fucking call me that shit because I'm into it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like right in between.
Yeah. Or it's like, I don't know what book it was because I read like a million books where it was like they like kind of broke it down a little bit where they're like, I'm not a whore, but I'm your whore.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is one thing that somebody can say for you guys that is like your top tier saying? So
ahead,
I'm like reversing it. So I'm asking you guys the question. What
yeah,
is that?
I like it. I like it. I do like the good girls. All about it. What about you, B?
Okay. I really like if I am being dominated, call me your little cum slut, because oh my god, that will just break me.
And yeah, I do like that too.
That is a good one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially if like you're really owning it, it's just like, oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Riva, what is the most like crazy or advanced or whatever sex move that you've accomplished?
Wait, that you've accomplished?
Okay, or tried and hilariously failed. Like I broke the sex wing trying to get into it. That can work too. Ooh, and also where's the like craziest place that you've had sex?
Fuck.
Yes, that is the topic.
Yeah. Talking about fucking.
Okay, so I feel like, you know, the reverse when you're standing up and like mm-hmm. you're trying to like suck him off and he's like, it's like upside down, the standing 69.
Yeah.
I feel like I kind of failed miserably because it's like I'm short. So like our body proportions are not like
yeah.
I couldn't reach anything. I was like, it didn't work.
You're just like hanging there like, okay, keep swinging me.
It doesn't work. So that one failed.
That's awesome.
You just got that image in your head of just like a short person.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah.
It's great.
My feet kicking in the air. Okay. Let's see, where have I... Probably the bay, to be honest. Like, when my husband brought me to, like, that big bay on base, like, I was so scared that any of, like, his coworkers weren't... Because it's this open bay. Like, it has... There's rooms on the side, but there's nothing in the middle. Because that's where, like, it's like a huge garage.
Yeah.
And there's nothing mm-hmm. to, like, hide you from anything. So, like, I was like, oh, well, I guess your friends are going to see, you know, me naked if they come in. So, yeah.
At that.
I love it. Love it. Love it.
What about you, Kels?
Oh, which one? Both?
Both.
I don't know. I mean, the sex swing one was kind of funny. so... It was, like, one of those that, like, it wasn't a full, like, in the middle of the room swing. It, like, had little bars that you put behind the door, and then you shut the door. So, yeah. It, like, you know, it has, like, and I was, like, you have to pick me up and put me in this. And he's, like, no, just do one leg at a time. So, anyway, I had one leg in, and then it's, like, up like this. And then he's trying to get the other. I was like, I cannot lift myself up to put my other leg here. You need to do that. And he like somehow didn't have me yet. But I was like, I don't know. So I had all my weight on that one side on my leg. And it just like ripped off of the little bars on the back and broke. And I fell. And it was great. So, yeah. The most interesting place? I don't know. I've done a couple bathrooms. Like, bathrooms, like, we're at, like, you know, this was with someone that I dated in college, but he also didn't live with me, so we would meet up, and we were at a party at a friend's, and then I was like, well, let's go bang in the bathroom. So, you know. Yeah. But it was just, like, yeah. It wasn't anything, like, crazy. What about you, Brandon?
Okay. So, my strangest position... So, do you notice, like, the position of scorpion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, but this is, like, oh, God. Okay. So, there I am in a scorpion position with him behind me, and then bending over into a backbend and sucking him off after.
Nice. That.
But the thing is, like, as the girl doing it, you get literally nothing out of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you're focusing so much on, like...
Well, and the position itself, it's just, like, not conducive.
Mm-hmm.
Getting anything out of it for me, which he didn't really care, which, what the fuck ever.
Right.
That's why he's my ex, one of the reasons. But, like, there's that. And then I think, I don't know if it's one of the craziest places. Okay, so there we were on the beach. And there, it was one of the, you know how you have two main meteor showers in the U.S. every year?
Yeah.
This is, yeah. And so, like, you have all these shooting stars falling all the fucking time on the beach. Okay, granted, there's sand involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're careful about that, it's actually not. You can be really careful about it. But that was probably like one of the more romantic ones.
Mm-hmm.
Craziest though, like I've had some interesting encounters. I don't know if it's the craziest.
I know. I feel like I can't remember like things either. Like I ask all these questions to people. I'm like, what about this? What about this? And then if they ask me, I'm like, I don't know.
I did it in a clothing store dressing room.
That's awesome.
How quiet did you have to be?
Yeah.
Pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Do you have a hard time being quiet? Because I am very bad
at
it.
Yeah, I do.
Wait. But okay, piggyback on that. So have you ever tried the thing where it's like you have to be quiet and it's like it almost intensifies it because like you have to be?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had that a couple times. I like when he like covers my mouth and stuff. Like I like that.
Yeah, I do too. You know? Like cover them or mm-hmm. like even the choking.
The choking.
Mm-hmm. That's so fucking much. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you have to do it the right way. Yeah. Like, you cannot press on the windpipe. Like, I hate.
No.
It has to be on the sides.
It has to be the sides.
And that's the thing that so many people don't understand. Like, you're not choking them to take the. You're cutting off the blood flow.
Like, people are like, oh, oxygen deprivation. But it's not this oxygen, it's the oxygen to your brain.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of guys don't get. Like, at all.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Stop watching porn and just relying on it. Listen to us. Like, we know shit, and we will talk things.
Yeah.
Or it's like when I try to pull your hair in the back, like, you don't want to pull the ends. You want to, like, pull close to this, like, the
circuit
out.
Here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I my husband's done this, too, sometimes. Like, he'll pull my hair. I'm like, no, you need to get right here, and I'll, like, show him right here.
There.
Yeah. Because it hurts.
You need to get there. Yeah. Like right there, though, that's good.
I love having my hair played with.
Yeah.
And like I love especially doing and then just kind of pulling a little. I'm like, oh, my God, yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm so terrible. Like, I'm just, God, if you know how to do it right, I am so fucking easy. That sounds so bad.
Wait, I just picked this up with my little pinky up.
You're so fancy.
Oh, okay. Reva wants to go get busy.
I'm jealous of both of you right now.
Hey, you have
I'm gonna go get busy with myself. It's not the same. It's not the same. I'm gonna go sulk and pout in the corner.
Yeah, but I also have like
you guys
two.
Both go have your orgasms, and I'm just gonna.
We're gonna go search on Amazon.
Where's my tentacle?
Clearly, I need one of those, so please. Mm-hmm. Wait, does it move and like vibrate and shit?
It vibrates. It doesn't move, it vibrates. But it's so pretty. I'm not going to lie. It's actually really pretty.
Ooh.
Please send me the link. I need this.
I'm
going to
find it for you, Brandon.
Okay. Recently, somebody was. So there's something called. It's a. They were telling me it's like a rose or something.
Rose.
I've never heard of it. And she's like, it will suck the soul out of your body. And I was just like, oh my God, where is the sign up sheet for this shit?
I've never even I want to try because I've seen so many girls like be like, yeah, the rose is amazing.
I had never heard of it until recently. And I'm like, where the fuck do I find it?
But it, like, I'm curious about it because it's got the, you know, like a
rosebud like a petal in there. Or whatever.
But I have one that it's called. I don't know. It's called like Pleaser or something. And it's basically the same thing. Like it was like it simulates oral sex and it doesn't have all the different like folds, but it's got like an opening and it vibrates and it like will suction on your clit. It's awesome.
And like me and Reaver are you're like, tell me more.
Yeah, it is awesome. So yeah, kind of. You guys just get the vacuum out, like, wonder how this will
get the vacuum sucked.
I have a Dyson rat sucker. Okay, not, yeah. I've never tried it that way, but.
With the, like, extension, with the little, like, hose extension, just like this.
I'm feeling neglected right now, and I'm a little hurt.
Well, this will not make you feel neglected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, anyway, we'll let you go so you can go make a baby.
Go enjoy your husband.
It was super great talking to you, though. I really enjoyed this.
Yeah, this was fun, you guys.
Yeah.
Love talking about vacuum suckers and tentacles.
Yeah, all the things. It's great.
I can't wait for the next book. Like, yeah. I'm so excited. Because
I'm really excited
about it. I absolutely loved the first one. And like I said, Gracie is an absolute shit muppet. But honestly, I thought it was the ex-husband.
Yeah, that's what I get a lot.
Well, that's what I like is, like, because I'm usually, like, I love, if I'm not reading, like, romance, or dark romance. I don't read regular romance.
I don't read romance.
I love, like, thrillers and mystery and stuff. And so I was like, I'm going to figure this out. And I was like, ooh, but it still could be.
Yeah.
Or you know, as I'm like, we're going to let you go. And now let's talk some more. This book was fucking crazy. I read it in less than a date. Like, just like.
Same. Like,
yeah.
That makes me happy. Yeah. That makes me happy. I'm super excited for Twisted Chambers because Twisted Chambers is already, if you like the Lord series and Haunting Adeline, it's like they had a baby.
Yeah. Oh.
Love.
The Lord series. Yeah. I love the Lord series.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I cannot fucking wait.
So excited. So anyway, I'll let you go for real. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon. And this was great. I loved it.
Yeah, so, I can meet you guys at like one of the events.
I would love to. That'd be great. Okay. Go have fun. Enjoy your husband. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. All right. We'll talk to you later, Reva.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
She's so cute. She's so cute.
Yay. That was so fun.
Right?
She's the best.
She's adorable.
I know. And like, I feel like every interview we do, I'm like, well, now I have a new best friend. Like, all awesome. Yeah. She's great. And I can't wait for that book, new book. It sounds like it's going to be my favorite.
It checks off all the boxes.
All the boxes.
Yeah.
And if anybody who's listening or watching has not read If Love Could Kill, you need to do that because it's awesome. Okay. All right. I'm going to go for real.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.